This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, August 1st, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The U.S. Senate is recessed for its August break without taking action on a new farm bill. Roger Cryan, chief economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the current economic storm of low commodity prices, high input costs, and high interest rates leaves farmers unprotected without a new and modernized farm bill.
The same inflation that has made their old reference prices less useful has also led to the Federal Reserve Bank to raise interest rates through the roof. You know, operating loans are expensive. They're expensive, and when you have a year that doesn't look like things are going to pencil out, the snowball effect of accumulating debt from high interest operating loans makes it very hard to do any of that. We've talked about the cost of credit in the last year or two, but now we're going to be starting to talk about the burden of debt, because a couple of bad years in a row with these interest rates, and all of a sudden you're carrying a pretty heavy nut.
Cryan says many young and beginning farmers and ranchers may not be able to secure operating loans for a new crop year with reference prices and an overall safety net that's too low to cover expenses.
Even fourth, fifth, sixth generation farmers have paid every penny of the value of the land they're on. And that's a tough thing to do for each generation to come in. And new farmers or families haven't farmed, it is a tough thing to come in and do that when interest rates are this high. The last 10 years were a golden age of low interest rates and credit availability and relative stability in prices. But with the kind of price volatility we had in recent years, and with the interest rates where they are right now, it is a very tough environment.
Cryan says consumers should be concerned about a new farm bill and the ability of the country to continue to feed itself.
It's making sure that America keeps growing its own food and that it's available for everybody. And it's a benefit not just us, but to folks across the globe. You know, when the Europeans decide that they're going to be environmentally pure by not farming anymore, they're not really helping anybody. They're not doing anybody any favors. It's really important that American farmers have opportunities to produce in a way that's economically sustainable and environmentally sustainable, and nobody's a better steward of the land than a farmer, and that we have the supplies and that we have the production to feed a growing world demand. There's so many challenges in the world today that American farmers can contribute to if they're given the opportunity and a good set of rules to do it.
Also in Washington, senators failed to approve new tax legislation before they recessed. Jaco Jackowski has more.
The Senate fell short on passing new bipartisan tax legislation before they went on August recess. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 is set to expire in 2025, containing key agriculture tax provisions such as bonus depreciation and expanding the expense allowance in Section 179. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushed the vote that ended up getting 48 of the 60 votes needed. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa, who voted no, argues that the tax discussion never got the debate it deserved and says it should be left till next year when provisions of the 2017 law expire.
We've been waiting for 90 days or longer for some sort of negotiations on that, particularly on the child tax credit. There's on the business provisions or the things that farmers are interested in, there's not any dispute on that part of it, but 91% of the bill would go for the child tax credit.
Known for expanding the child tax credit, senators from both sides of the aisle killed the bill, but Grassley says there's hope in the next legislative year.
If we have a Republican president, Republican Congress, I expect a great deal of effort to not only keep the existing law the way it is, but to put in these three business provisions that were sunset.
USDA economists predict if the 2017 Act were to expire, old provisions would increase tax rates, decrease deductions, and restore personal exemptions. For AgriPulse, I'm Jacob Zukowski.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farm Bureau is the trusted voice of agriculture and the leading grassroots membership organization advocating for all farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.